I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The African Union has suspended Burkina Faso following a coup in the country last week. The suspension will remain until constitutional order has been restored. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
One thing that it does is it just restricts travel of anybody that would need to come to our ministry. I think the bigger picture is that it just hurts the poor, the common people that are not involved in big business and politics, that kind of thing.
Yoder says CWO has regained communication with the local staff after the coup. The ministry runs a mobile medical clinic in Burkina Faso, providing care for those who otherwise couldn't afford it. They also provide education for young women, something often lacking in the country. Please pray many people in Burkina Faso would encounter the love of Jesus through CWO's ministry. And strife between religious factions has stalled government progress in Lebanon. David with the ministry Cry Out Now says Lebanon finds itself caught up in the wider Sunni-Shia conflict in the Middle East.
Two of the political groups who would be supported by Iran have basically been boycotting the meeting together as a government. Like, their representatives in the cabinet have refused to meet with other politicians.
This means international aid money can't reach Lebanese in need. As the currency crashes and more businesses close, more and more people are having a difficult time putting food on the table. Jesus remains a source of hope. Cry Out Now has seen increased response to their media campaigns in recent months, David says. Many Muslims have become Christians and even taken positions of leadership. As religious squabbles cause more sufferings in Lebanon, please pray many will find hope in Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.